Candidates vying for the seat in Utah's 3rd congressional district are locked in a spirited contest. Democrat Stephen Tryon faces four-term incumbent Jason Chaffetz, who despite a controversial election season has strong support. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
Candidate Stephen Tryon arrived early for our interview at KUER Studios, but he didn't sit down and wait in the lobby like most guests.
He just started talking to me.
This is our receptionist, Jeanette Folger.
He left his card with me, and I said, well, you know, I can't vote for you. I'm not in that district, but so.
She's not even in my district. But nonetheless, the conversation was about public service and about why I'm doing what I'm doing.
This is Stephen Tryon, former executive at Overstock.com and Bronze Star Army veteran. And now he has the challenge of being a Democratic congressional candidate in Utah, which means he's sharing his message every opportunity he gets with anyone who will listen.
Well, you know, the elevator speech is, I'm a career citizen. You know, like I said, I served as an infantry officer for 22 years.
Tryon's military service is front and center in his campaign.
I've fought for our country, and it means something to me. I mean, I've handed a flag to a widow after commanding the funeral detachment at her husband's funeral. I've held a bandage to a bullet hole and listened to a young American tell me how much he doesn't want to die. Taking care of our republic is sacred. So.
His emotions are close to the surface, and he says this sense of duty is why he's qualified to represent Utah's 3rd District, a district that includes the southeastern portion of the state, from Holiday down through Moab, and has a population that has voted more than 70% Republican in past congressional elections. But that doesn't stop Tryon from aligning with Democrat values. He says we should make protecting the environment a priority, increase taxes on the wealthy, and
raise the minimum wage. It's precisely what we need to do. Now, do we need to do it carefully? Yes.
But most of Tryon's message is aimed squarely at Congressman Jason Chaffetz, who, as chairman of the House Oversight Committee, has a long history of attacking the Obama administration. Tryon thinks he's been reckless with that influence, especially when it comes to Hillary Clinton. Tryon even stood up for the Democratic presidential nominee during a recent debate with Chaffetz.
I find Hillary Clinton to be a patriot. I think she is a good civil servant. I think she's been wrongfully characterized by Congressman Chaffetz.
Of course we hold people accountable. Of course we go after the president. My job's not to be a cheerleader for the president. My job is to hold them accountable, trust but verify. It's the FBI that came up with the conclusion. It's the FBI agent who said there was a quid pro quo discussion going on here. Look at the Wall Street Journal editorial. That's what was happening.
Chaffetz is referring to Secretary Clinton's emails, of course. Emails that Clinton kept on a private server during her time as Secretary of State, which might have put some confidential information at risk. They are also a big reason Chaffetz has become a household name outside of his home state, along with his involvement in the Benghazi hearings and his run for Speaker of the House earlier this year.
He does strive to root out waste, fraud, and abuse, and he's very transparent about that, and he's very candid with his constituents.
Leslie Jones is a realtor who lives and works in the 3rd District, and she likes that Chaffetz is known for being a watchdog in Washington.
He is aggressively respectful of people that he's questioning.
But others in the 3rd District aren't too proud of his reputation, like C.J. Kendrick, a writer and blogger who lives in Provo.
The way he's treated Hillary like it's his own personal vendetta to bring her down is just deplorable, I think.
But Chris Karpowitz, professor of political science at Brigham Young University, says regardless of how people feel, Chaffetz has his job for a reason.
He's been very effective in pursuing Republican interests in Washington, D.C., and being a public spokesperson for issues that the Republican Party has cared about.
So Karpowitz sees Chaffetz's watchdog reputation working in his favor this election. What hasn't been working in his favor? Trump. The congressman has found himself stuck between Hillary Clinton, a Democrat he has tirelessly tried to discredit, and Trump, the party candidate he has struggled with since the election began. In fact, Chaffetz went on Fox 13 to unendorse Trump after a video leaked that showed the candidate making crude remarks about women.
I'm out. I can no longer, in good conscience, endorse this person for president. It is some of the most abhorrent and offensive comments that you can possibly imagine.
And yet, last week, Chaffetz tweeted this, quote, "I will not defend or endorse Donald Trump, but I am voting for him. Hillary Clinton is that bad. Hillary Clinton is bad for the USA," end quote. Karpowitz says this kind of back and forth is damaging. Now, does this mean Chaffetz is in danger of losing the 3rd District?
No, but he does seem out of touch with Republicans in the state who are really struggling with the Donald Trump candidacy.
And this could come back to haunt Chaffetz in the future, or any Republican in the 3rd District, where Karpowitz says the Democrats are gaining some strength. And he sees a candidate like Stephen Tryon as evidence of that change. He says Tryon is much more qualified than many of his predecessors.
Maybe this is a first step toward more competitive elections in the future.
And possibly more constructive dialogue between the parties, which could be aided by an election year like 2016. A year when many voters in the 3rd don't believe their interests are represented in Washington, and they just might be open to something different. Lee Hale, KUER News.